Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sound Health Options Show with Sherry Edwards and Richard Olson, brought to you this week by the new Guardian Forum on Sound Health Options and the Guardian Network on Yahoo Groups. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Richard.
How are you?
I see that somebody has changed the Blog Talk Radio for people. We were going to talk about that a bit. So if you want to talk about the changes, because I'm just looking at them and they're kind of...
I'm trying to figure it out a little bit myself. on the Sound Health Options site, soundhealthoptions.com, you go to the blog and you choose the Blog Talk Radio site, and there on the homepage will be postings beyond show descriptions about, like, last week's wonderful show with Bebe Farber and all of her amazing video. I've spent way too long on her site watching videos, getting just incensed about things like farming and, oh boy. Although Bebe does have a really great positive spin to the things she talks about, so I love what she's doing. And we'll have more of a conversation, be able to post things from the show and have people to be able to comment and ask questions on that site. So that's the theory of that. And it's a little different now.
You're going to have to teach me how to use this one because, well, we're going to have the person fix it that runs the website because I don't quite know how to do anything here.
Yeah.
Do people have to sign in or something?
Well, they have to. If they do want to make a comment, they do have to put in their name and email address. The email address isn't posted. It's just so that way you avoid spamming and just random junk that people put out so that they can be somewhat accountable, although there's still spam that happens. But they just have to put a name, whatever name they want, and an email address when they make a comment on anything going on.
Okay, I can't see that. I see zero comments. Maybe if I hit comments, and I'm on... let me just share my desktop so you can see what I'm doing here. I am on Sound Health Options on the Blog Talk Radio blog.
Right, so go down under the BTR show with Bebe Farber, and you click on comments. See, I had set this up slightly different, so click on comments, and you'll see down there.
Oh, so you just type in there.
So you just type in there. See, somebody had already made several comments, and you just type in here with your name and email address. And if you want to add a website as a reference, you can. And you can add any comments you want about the thing that's posted above. But as I say, previously I had had the Bebe Farber, one of the Bebe Farber videos here and the link, and that's what these comments were about. So we'll have to have that changed back so that makes more sense.
Okay, and for people listening and they want to watch what we're doing, they can go to our website, Sound Health Options. I'm trying to get back to the main page here. And go to radio, and then that will give you a link to come right in and watch the show as well as listen to it. Not only this one, but other shows that we're doing. We should make some announcements also about the forum. Let me go to that one, and we could put it in the chat at the same time. It's health.group.yahoo.com/group/guardian. G Guardian. I forgot the A. Guar. Guardian Network.
And don't worry, once you're signed into this, you don't have to type this every time to get there.
Kind of happens. Well, we're gaining people every day now. I've left a lot of files on here for people. You don't have to be a member of the Guardian Network. We've had 12 new members in the past 2 days. Richard, are you there?
No, I can hear you.
Oh, it just sounded like you totally disappeared.
I know. I heard a clicking sound, so maybe they're just listening.
I think because I appeared on Mike Adams' show, Talk Hour, last Thursday. And we had like hundreds of people downloading the Nano Voice and the other, I can't even think this morning, the other computer program. Somebody's mic is on, that's what it is. Let me go back and find whose mic this is and shut that off. Okay, says I am very faint. Somebody's trying to tell me that the mic is not turned up.
You sound fine here, so I think what people need to know is really the best audio quality is going to be via the Blog Talk Radio /Sherry-Edwards show site, because when we're doing the show, that's the primary audio. So the audio there will be much better than it will be at WebEx.
Okay, Marion, I'm going to mute your mic again because I can hear you breathing and moving around. I will open it. I will let you be first, Marion. Okay, so you go to radio shows, and this is Blog Talk Radio. And when you hit click more, then you can get a link directly to watch the show. Richard and I want to make an announcement about Rumor Mill News, which we do on Monday. And we have resigned from that show for lots of reasons. One, I don't have time to continue a 3-hour show every week, and it just got to be too much of a hassle. The universe and my mojo said, you know, quit doing that show. We also did not want to concentrate on conspiracy theories and government garbage, although somebody did send me something about Obama that I'm going to pass on to you folks privately, because I think it's the best description I have ever seen of what Obama is really doing, and we've been warning about that for several months. So, we will be doing our last show tomorrow with Dr. John Apsley, who got canceled last, was it 4th of July?
Yeah, I believe it was 4th of July, yeah.
So we're having him on. He may have Arnie Gunderson, but he has tremendously wonderful information about radiation and what it's doing, the Fukushima as well as Chernobyl. So we have given him the entire 2.5 hours. Richard and I will only be there in the beginning. I'm going to turn this mic up so you can hear my buttons here, so maybe people can hear me a little better. So we hope that you join us. With that, we're going to be giving away some books. Richard has a couple of announcements before then. We're going to be giving away Jill Mattson's new book, Secret Sounds, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
And Jill was supposed to be with us today, but we found out just a little bit ago that she wasn't able to join us. So we're still going to be giving away some of Jill's books and talking a bit about that. One of the first things I'd like to add in, I don't know that we're going to do this regularly, but I love this information so much. This is what I would call the, I think I'll call it the Cosmic Energy Report. This is out of one of the pieces of software that Sherry has from Sound Health Options, that you can get this information on a daily read on the energies coming out of the cosmos toward us on the planet. And today's keynote is D-sharp and represents, most importantly, the master hormone pregnenolone and erythropoietin. Wow, thank you. I couldn't wrap my brain around that. Also Borrelia or Lyme might be a flare-up, and just coming off the rhinovirus frequencies, which had been something Sherry had talked about on, I think, last week's show, and more susceptible infection because of a growth factor for bacteria or mold, and the perfect solution for that is Nutrabiotics grapefruit seed extract. That's a fabulous product to have around. You can use it topically and internally. And I think that is just a wonderful little piece, another demonstration of one of the benefits of being a practitioner, but I think it's a really interesting thing that can be produced by the software, which I forget which program that's called, but the software you get in being a practitioner is the ability to get the cosmic energy coming toward the planet on a daily basis. Because that really, I think it's A, fascinating, and B, just, you know, great information to have a general energy of what's going on, you know, on a daily basis. It's so helpful because sometimes when one thinks you're going nuts, it's nice to know, oh, there is a factor there that makes me feel that way.
Okay, thank you for the messages that you can't hear me very well. I will try to get closer to the microphone because the mics are turned up as loud as they will go. I don't know what's wrong. That's unusual for me. But I do want to explain a little bit more about what Richard was talking about. Pregnenolone is the master hormone. The crap that you hear about DHEA being the master hormone is just a pocketbook thing. DHEA is made from pregnenolone, pregnenolone. And you can buy it at your health food store. It's very cheap. And it's cheap because the guy who discovered it, and he was working with Linus Pauling at the time, and I can't remember his name, but he said, this is too important to ever put a patent on. Nobody should ever be without this. And if I put a patent on it, somebody's going to run it up to outrageous prices like they have DHEA, and even divided that into males and females because there was a problem with it. So when you go to your health food store, just look at pregnenolone, and Source Naturals online makes a really good kind of pregnenolone. It's cheap. It's about $6 a bottle, which will tell you what you can get things for without a patent. Now, erythropoietin, and I should say, it's hormones digestive, the ones that run your heart, reproductive, the ones that run your brain. It is the precursor to all of them, and it's made down through the liver cascade from cholesterol. So trying to get your cholesterol too low, below 200, which is where it was 200, now they've downed it to like 160 or 180. They just want your brain dead. So just don't pay any attention to that. If your other cholesterols are okay, and we do have a cholesterol program, we will be doing that on the Guardian Network. And if all of you are not members of the Guardian Network, could we spell the erythropoietin thing? Richard, you have the paper, so.
It is erythropoietin, and I'll put that in chat everywhere.
And it's made through the liver along with thymopoietin. Now, both of those help deal with the immune system. And when one of them is stressed, then you're more susceptible to infection. And right now, since that is what is stressed cosmically, all of the frequencies coming from outer space to us you're going to be more susceptible to flare-ups of strep and influenza and Borrelia Lyme and those kinds of things. So that's why we warn you about that. Keeping your kidneys and adrenals up and running is really important for the health of your body in terms of allowing or not allowing all of these invading pathogens to come by. The best thing that you can do is just take some of the Nutrabiotic grapefruit, not grape, and we're not talking about resveratrol, but grapefruit seed extract. And you can get it in liquid to put on sores and black, it'll even take away black recluse, just recluse spider bite pain and infection, and that it'll take away the flesh-eating disease. But just take a couple of them every day, and you just won't have to worry about it. And they don't hurt you because they're just natural. Nutrabiotic is the brand that we use because it's the most potent. When you start out, you probably should start out with, I'm not allowed to say this, but if I was starting out, I would take about six. And then back off. It'll get rid of the candida, all of the crap in your body that's pathogenic. They're scavengers. They take your oxygen, and this just helps get rid of it. Now, the liquid kind, don't try putting the drops in your mouth. I kid you not, they taste like a skid mark. They pucker your mouth. It's like alum. So save that liquid kind for something on your skin and just take the pill form, unless you like skid marks for the taste.
I have actually used the liquid therapeutically myself, and it's beyond skid mark into some, like, alien stuff. It is truly amazing what it makes your mouth feel like. It is really shocking.
Like alum.
Yeah, it's very astringent with a special weird flavor. Yeah, I can't recommend the capsules highly enough.
Okay, was there any other announcements we were going to do?
I don't think so. I mean, there's the Guardians Forum, which is very exciting. I think it's very exciting to see that action happening, people joining in. And now people at the Guardian Forum just need to know that they too can post or make comment or ask questions in there themselves. They don't have to wait for one of us or a moderator to start a conversation. They can, you know, put a question in, and it's just for people who are in the Guardians Forum. It's not going to go out to the world. You have to be signed in and, you know, moderated to get into the group. So I think it's a really great place for people to start conversations.
And to ask questions. And to answer questions. There's three messages in there. I've only read two of them, so I need to look at the other one. We have 14 members in this past week, and there are files here. Wonder why I can't get to the files. I usually can get to the files. Well, the thing that we did last week, oh, it's asking me to join the group. It doesn't know I'm already here.
Yeah, you're not logged in.
The things that we did last week on this show of looking at your signature sounds and all that, we've put that PowerPoint up for you, lots of links, things that we've talked about on this show. Now, this is called the Guardian Network, and it's on Yahoo Forums. The other one is called the Yahoo Forum, and it is on our website, Sound Health Options. Richard, it sounds like you disappeared again.
I know. I don't know why that's cutting in and out like that. I hear you, but there is a clicking sound.
We are going to give away some of Jill's books today. So what we're asking is that you either call us, and Richard will put the number up for you, I think.
Yes.
7-850-1407. We'll put that up on your chat. And you can call us, and we want to know why you want a copy of this book. It could be from your experience, it could be from your curiosity, and we do have one person's hand up already, Marion. You have anything to add before we start? Richard?
Oh, whoops. Sorry, I was trying to figure out the clicking sound. No, for people who call in at the 347-850-1407, please make sure to raise your hand so that I know that you're not just listening to the show, but that you want to talk as well.
So later, if we don't already have your address, you will need to send us your physical address. Now, several of you won copies of this on Rumor Mill News Radio, but you didn't send us your physical address, so your book is still sitting there. So I'm going to unmute Marion's mic. And Marion, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Very loud. Can you hear her, Richard, through mine?
Yes, she's great.
Very well at all. I hear Richard, but not you.
Okay, Richard, you want to repeat to her? She had her hand up. Does she want a copy of the book?
Are you wanting a copy of the book, Marianne?
Yes, I would love a copy of the book.
And what
is... I also want to tell you that last night, very late last night, Sherry gave me a couple of new tones. I had an extreme pain in my ankle and it was all swollen and couldn't even walk very well at all. And my tremor was going off the wall, very, very strong. And I listened to the tone that she gave me. About 1 minute, the pain started to subside and the tremor slowed down quite a bit. I'm very, very excited about this new tone because I really feel like we're on the right track now to solving lots more of my issues.
That's very exciting. That's really, I love when that happens, and I think that's very exciting, both because it gives you relief and because it's so exciting that you get such a quick response. That's really great.
Well, in Marion's case, the issue was progesterone, and she's the first person that progesterone helped stop the tremors. It wasn't something we had looked at before. And Marion, we snuck a picture of your voice while you were doing that, and I'm going to put in here talking. You're going to hear my typing about tremors and ankle. And what was so strange about this is pregnenolone is the keynote, and pregnenolone is a precursor for progesterone. So she would be having more of a problem right now based on the information or the frequencies coming from external sources, like outside the planet. So I thought this fit together very, very well. Marion, do you want a copy of the book or do you have one?
I would love a copy of the book. I don't have it. I'll be taking the training next week, so I think it'll fit right in very well.
Why would you want a copy of the book about how this was all developed?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I want to use it to share with some of my friends, my Parkinson's friends and several other friends here. I'm going to be taking the training next week, and I think it would just be very good to have in my library.
That's wonderful. We're looking at your chart on the air, and your highest note is G sharp. We're going to be doing some little bit of information about your chart. The exact, let's see, I want to insert a line here. Is it going to let me do this? I'm trying to squash everything up. The opposite, your G sharp is so high, way higher than the rest of, it's 374 out of 509 hits. So it is absolutely your major, major, major note. So as we look at this, we're going to figure out a couple of things for you. I'm going to insert your G-sharp on a piece of paper for those of you watching me. And we want to show you the balance. That's what we really need to look at. So G-sharp and D are six notes away. That's the balance. This is such a perfect piece going together here. So I'm going to put at the bottom here. Well, it's not going to let me put it at the bottom.
You might have to have the cursor on the right-hand side of the image first.
I have to hit all.
Oh, there you go.
Interest. So D. So those two things need balance. Now, the liver, the note of D, liver, pancreas, gallbladder. And if you want a copy of that chart, it's at nanovoice.org for all you new people online with us. And it's also on the Guardian Network files. So if we look at D, D is liver, pancreas, gallbladder. Guess where pregnenolone is made?
I'm going with liver.
In the liver. Is that wild? Marion, this tells us you have a dirty liver. And we need
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you.
She's saying that you, she's telling you that you have a dirty liver. That's what she
I
was
have
saying.
A dirty liver?
A dirty liver, yes.
I had to work on that.
Be
so,
kind to your liver.
So we're looking.
Maybe she's not picking on you, Richard.
Give her a chance.
So we want to get something inside you to clean up your liver. So you might back off on fats, which I know you already do. But Richard, do you have any clues for her about some herbs she could clean up her liver?
Well, I would in my mind, a classic formula for liver is burdock root, yellow dock root. Those two together are really good. Those are something you could either take in capsules or in a tea, and you could take it every day.
Dandelion root and all that.
Yeah, that would be the three classic, sort of the trilogy of liver to me would be that, would be the yellow dock, burdock, and dandelion together, with probably a little bit of ginger in there because in a formulation, ginger acts as what's called a stimulant, which means it carries it into the system really well. And I would take that either in capsules or tinctures, or when I used to do it more regularly, I would drink it as a tea every day. And it's a really wonderful tonic. Great. Okay.
What about silymarin?
Silymarin, I think, is a really great liver herb. I think it more as a protector of the liver rather than a tonifier or builder. I know it has a lot of history about it being great for the liver, and it is really great for the liver. It's actually an amazing anti-radiation protector, or a protector from radiation for the liver. It's really good. It's not to be, you know, I can't dismiss it. It's just that I'm a sort of an old herbalist, and I really like those three. I've had a lot of really positive response with those three.
One of the things you can clean out your biliary system with, a couple of things. Lita Lee, who's been on the show several times, has a formula called LVR, and that helps clean up and support the liver. She also has something called BIL, Bill, biliary, that helps clean up the gallbladder, if you still have one. And those two kind of work very closely together. The other thing is ox bile can help clean up the liver and the gallbladder, but that can be a little pushy if you happen to have some stones or sludge that pushes you too far too quick.
It can be a little too aggressive.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Liver and bile. From Lita Lee and LitaLee.com. And if you tell her you've been evaluated by us, it'd probably be a good thing for you to get evaluated by her. You keep your urine for like 7 days and then take a little sample and send it off to her.
It's only 24 hours.
Oh, is it for 7 days, 24 hours?
Okay. Not a 7 day. It's just a 24 hour, and then you send her samples of that 24 hour.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
7 days. Boy, that would be a big bottle.
Well, we want to talk to Marion, too, in that when you look at your note of D as the balancer for this chart, and I'm going to flip the chart back over here so people can see that how far G sharp is off the chart here. We want the D, we want to clean up your liver, but also C sharp is one note backwards, and that's about your past, and it's about worry about things you may have done, and C sharp is about fairness. It could be fairness to you. It could be fairness to other people. In your case, I think it's there's some things in your life that haven't been fair to you. So that could be worry or guilt. Usually the one that is back is about guilt about what already happened. And one note up, D sharp, is about oxygenation. And usually that one note up is about things you haven't done yet. And I think you are well on your way to using that note because it's the information broker. And Marion went right home to Florida, and she's met with lots of people. She's going to get a class going for the Parkinson's group down there. So she's actively working on that. But this is just some esoteric things out of your chart as we watch you talk about something else, and in this case we snuck this in about the book. So thank you, Marion, for adding all of that. I am very happy you're still using that sound this morning.
Are you still, Marion, are you still using that sound this morning, Sherry's asking?
Yes, I did before I went to church, and right after I came home, I listened to it.
And how are her tremors?
And how are your tremors as a result, or how are they in general?
Much less than they were yesterday. I was jumping all over the place. I wasn't feeling well at all. And today I'm much better. In fact, I ushered a church and passed the collection plate, and it didn't shake.
Wow.
Well, I think if we clean up your liver, we'll get a little more action there, too.
Sherry's saying that if your liver gets cleaned up, the better you'll be.
Richard, how much tea do I need to drink a day?
I'd recommend a couple of cups. You know, unless you're a regular tea drinker, it may be easier for you to take it as tinctures, because that way you can just have it, you know, take drops of it two or three times a day. And I would do that for a couple of weeks to a month.
Okay.
None of those herbs, none of the three, the dandelion, yellow dock, burdock, none of those really can hurt you. I mean, you'd have to take a tremendous amount. But, I mean, they're really tonics. They have immediate effect, but they also have long-term benefit. So they're a great combination.
Okay, thanks.
That's what's in the tea that I'm drinking right now.
Great.
Well, thank you, Marion.
Thank you, Sherry, so much. God bless you.
I need all the blessings I can get. I am going to open Moonstone's mic. Moonstone, you should be on the air. Hello, Moonstone, are you there? Well, maybe she doesn't have mic.
Maybe that's why she's so talking in chat, because she doesn't have a mic. I don't know.
Well, Moonstone, call Richard and get on the line at Blog Talk. And in the meantime, Madeline says that she wants a copy of the book, because I think she's done some extensive work and research. She's brilliant, lovely. Yes. My phone does not work, says Madeline. Well, Madeline, we will send you out a copy of her book. Let me put Marion and Madeline. Madeline is one of our practitioners. And for people just now listening to us, this book is about us. It's about our work.
I have a couple of people. Let me unmute. I have a couple of people at Blog Talk, and I'm not sure if they're here just listening or if their hands are raised. So I'm going to unmute area code 501, prefix 920, and don't jump out of your skin if you're not here to ask a question. I won't. It'll be gentle. Nope, they won't let me unmute them. Okay, that explains that then. Okay, or area code 863?
Yes, I'm here.
863? Excellent. Are
yes.
you here? And are you
I am here.
and are you wanting, and who is this?
This is Mary Beth Faircloth, and I am so ecstatic to get on with you guys today. I can hardly stand it. It's so wonderful. I just heard you the other day on Natural News, and oh, Sherry, I bless you so much. You're on my prayer list already. I just absolutely adore you and your work, your gentle spirit, and your willingness to share with so many other people. It's kind of on the same pathway that I'm on. So I love it, and I want to know everything I can get. Yes, I want the free book. Yes, I want everything I can get into so I can incorporate that in what I'm, these little things that I do around here.
Okay, stop a minute. Your name is Mary Beth?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I'm doing this as Mary Beth online. I was just going to get a little sample of your voice. Talk about the Talk Hour show, the Natural News show. Okay. And don't stop. Okay, go.
All righty. Well, that was my first introduction into hearing what you have made available to everybody. I'm very familiar with energy function. I haven't really done anything personally with it, but what you're doing is just superb because you're offering to train people in this and also to let them be able to help themselves naturally. So I love it. And that was my first response. So I've been on the internet. I was until midnight last night trying to track down everything that you've got on the website, Sherry. Is that enough for me to say?
Well, we can go ahead and stop it there because we have a lot.
Okay.
Your highest note is the note of F, which is kidneys and adrenals.
All right.
You are caught between, I want to do something, I want to feel something. You're a blue and a green in combination. And then when you started talking about the show, all the yellow stuff came in. So you process a lot of incoming stuff, but your real response is, I want to do something useful with all of that.
Absolutely.
So you're going to write to me after the show and send me your land address so we can send you this book.
All right.
And that's Sherry on Air, Sharry on Air.
Yes.
So are you watching the show, Mary Beth?
You know, I don't know how to get to visually see it, Sherry. All I'm doing is listening to it right now. So I may be at the wrong address, but just hearing it is awesome.
Well, go to Sound healthoptions.com.
Yes.
With radio and under Blog Talk Radio, there's
yes.
a link so you can watch what we're doing here.
Oh, that will be awesome.
I'm going to go ahead and talk about you anyway.
Okay.
So as we look, go ahead.
You're so right on target because I have they told me in 1995. I'm 73 now, but they told me in 1995 that I had the adrenal function of a 95-year-old lady. So I'm extremely low on thyroid. Everything you mentioned, the kidney issue, the adrenal issue, that's exactly who I am. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the most stress in your system. And if we look at its opposite, that is the note of B.
Did you say B as in David?
Pardon?
Did you say D as in David?
D as in boy, and you have your speaker on or something in the background, so we're hearing an echo of what's going on.
Okay.
So you'll go to Sound Health Options. You can watch us do your chart, and I'll remind those that want to be with us on Happy Hour, that is the next Tuesday, which what day would that be? The 19th, I think. And you can also see the link for Happy Hour, and we do these right on the air. Today, we're concentrating on guilt and worry. So guilt for you is A-sharp, and it's about spirituality.
Okay.
And worry is about the note of C. Moonstone, we see you. The one note up, and people are watching this, so they see F, and it's opposite B. So F and B, in your case, is going to be the adrenals and kidney, But its balancer is going to be your circulation, small circulation, like veins and capillaries.
Oh, so you got it.
That's mm-hmm. where we want to look for you. And mm-hmm. the immune system and large circulation is also coming into that.
All right.
So if you call us on happy hour, then you can say you've already had a preliminary and we really want to look at circulation for you. Our Guardian Network this month is happening, I think, the last Sunday of the month, and it's Eye Watcher. But we do mm-hmm. have one on Heart Tracker.
Hmm.
And that's probably the one that you need to go through and look at it.
Wonderful.
People can call us and set up an appointment, or they can just jump into Happy Hour, and we'll tell you whether or not we can do this with nutrition or exercise, or whether you really need to go see a practitioner near you. Where are you located, Mary Beth?
Well, I'm in a tiny little town in the very central part of Florida called Sebring, so I'm about 2 hours from everything that the good stuff goes on in.
And both of our practitioners have moved out of Florida. One went to Hawaii and one went to California.
Oh.
Maybe they thought that the place was going to fall off. But we don't have anybody in Florida at all. We could do some shows or radio there if you have any suggestions, and we'll try to get a practitioner trained near you, unless you want.
Oh, that will be awesome. Yes, yes.
Marianne, who we just talked to, is training as a practitioner, and she's, Marianne, are you 74, 72? I can't hear Marianne. I've got her mic muted here. So let's see. I'm unmuting Marianne's mic. Marianne, how old are you?
Sherry?
Yes.
Are you asking me my age?
Yes, Marianne.
Yes.
I'm 74.
She's 74, and she is thinking about getting somebody down there to do the class. So I'm not sure what part of Florida she's in, but now we got two
people. I'm in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers.
Okay, so we need at least 3 or 4, we probably need 40 practitioners in Florida, but I'll hope for 4 to do that.
Well, I would love to be one of them, Sherry. I'm so excited about this. I really do know that it's going to work, and some of my people need help, and it looks like going just doing the herbal realm is going to be rather a long session, but this looks like it could be something very helpful almost instantaneously, so I'm very excited about it.
Well, herbs are great and wonderful,
mm-hmm.
But if you have something like a receptor or something that you can't buy on the counter, then we go ahead and send you, let me make this smaller, we go ahead and send you to our site. And you can go to soundhealthoptions.com, look under clinical services,
mm-hmm.
and it will say, okay, here's an application, here's a video to watch to tell you what it's about, here's a map, see if there's anybody close to you, and there isn't. And I'm just redoing a section called 50 Most Asked Questions. So if you just want to do this a little bit at a time, join that Guardian Network. And right after I shut up, I'm going to ask Richard to tell you a little bit about the Guardian Network because some people can't hear me very well.
Okay.
And then you can look at clinical services and see what it's like to have an appointment or look at mm-hmm. training options for our large week-long course that teaches you to work with frequency.
Oh,
the problem with the Guardian is there's no frequencies because you really have to be trained to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Richard, can you talk a little bit about the Guardian Network so everybody can hear?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. The Guardians of the People .com network that Sherry is talking about is a great group that Sound Health started. And if you can, Sherry, if you could put that up on the web, if you're available to do that, that would be great so people can see it, that the Guardians of the People Network is a great thing where we meet once a month and we learn a new piece of software every month. And it's extremely powerful to be able to have this. I'm a huge fan of it because I think it's such great and powerful material to be able to have these programs ourselves to help our loved ones. And I became even more of a fan and advocate when they released the sound, the radical rescue software having to do with radiation. And it's just, it's a really powerful thing to be able to get together once a month and learn a new piece of software that allows you to really take control of a lot of your own health issues. Whether it's, I forget some of the classes we've taken right now. Let's see. We've done arthritis, allergies, immune rise. This next month, at the end of the month, we're doing Eye Watcher. We've done. I always laugh when I talk about. I always laugh when I talk about golf swing because I just think it's funny. And you know, it's just a really powerful thing to have this information at your fingertips. It's very empowering regarding your own personal health, let alone your loved ones and people around you. I mean, it's so huge. It's so empowering.
We've done radiation, post-traumatic stress disorder, pre-vaccination, risk factors, nutrition, muscles, Parkinson's. I can't remember all of them, but there's about 14 of them, and we've also done a marketing class, and those just now joining can go back and pick up those ones that we've done months before and still get your software. Okay, Carol Cooper is with us, and I want to tell you that she has volunteered to help run this Yahoo Forum. She's been with us about 3 years, I think, and she's going to be a monitor. Once you become a full-fledged practitioner, Tommy Priakas is on the line with us, and he runs those forums and answers questions. There's always somebody there, like 24/7, because these are from around the world. We try to supply lots of information for you. If you just joined us at the beginning of the show, we talked about the Guardian Network on Yahoo that you can join. And the address there is health.groups.yahoo.com/group/Guardian Network. Want to just go to our site, Sound Health Options, there's a Guardian forum there. So either one of those, you can ask questions, and there's just wonderful people that can help with this. Carol, do you or Tommy, either one, want one of the books that we're giving away today, since you are very supportive and helpful of other people? Tommy,
let me see. I have Tommy listening over at Blog Talk. Let me see if he can speak or if he wants to. Just a sec.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can, Tommy.
Okay, good. I unmuted my phone. Yeah. Oh, I'd rather buy one because I want to support, you know, whatever I can. So I'd love to get one, but, you know, I'm going to buy one.
Oh, Tommy, that is so wonderful.
Well, it's just a small way I can help. I know it's really not much, but yeah.
Well, you
thank
can
you
go
for the offer, though. Thanks so much for the offer.
You can go to the front of our site, and the book is right there on the front page.
Okay, great.
I think it's $20.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's pretty good.
Tommy.
Good price. Okay.
Tell
thank
people
you
a little bit about the forums you run.
Oh, sure. Well, it's basically through Yahoo, and they have their Yahoo groups, and I'm a moderator, and usually we'll get, like you say, people from all over the world are chiming in either with their, you know, advice on a situation or asking questions. So I can't think of anything going on right now in most of these forums. They're kind of quiet at the moment. But Sherry even comes in and has some great experiments for us to try. And think the last one was about oxygen. Cher, you were seeing if we could be supported through frequency and hold our breath longer or something like that with the sound. So that was pretty fascinating.
Yes, it turns out that you can. If you give people the frequency of oxygen, they can hold their breath longer. And that could be just an accumulative effect, but it seems to be pretty important. And there's special formulas that we give to people in a way, and that's what you learn in that big class. You learn how to give people oxygen, how to give people pregnenolone, how to give them erythropoietin, because you can't go buy erythropoietin on the market. It just isn't available. But we can provide it to you with sound. And our whole conference this year, we have a conference every year at the end of September for our practitioners, and there's a lot of them on here. And we are going to be talking to them about our frequency-based universe, that oxygen minus hydrogen equals sulfur. I can't remember if that's a correct one or not, but how we came together as a universe. Richard, we did a show about that on May 16th on Rumor Mill News. Did you pull that off by any chance?
I haven't, but I'm making a note right now about it.
Several people want copies of that because they thought it was such an incredible show. We've tried to pull it off and are unsuccessful, but our internet has been down at the office and electricity has been off for nearly all last week. We had some on Friday. It went down on Tuesday, and then we had some of it come back on Friday. So it's not been a very productive week for us at the office, and if you've ordered something and haven't got it, that's probably why, because we just can't get into any of the records. We kept thinking we don't need to take the generators over because it's going to come on any second, because that's what they kept telling us. So I guess next time this happens, we're just going to stick a generator in the basement and go from there. Thank you, Tommy. Carol Cooper.
I think
we
also have, I believe we have Moon on the line. Let me unmute her just a sec.
Okay.
Moon, is that you?
I am here.
Fabulous.
Okay.
it's weird because I'm getting an echo because I can hear both the chat on the WebEx and myself on the line here, obviously.
Go turn your speaker off. On your computer.
Oh, I'm so noisy I can, make enough noise to cover over the echoes.
Okay.
Moon, do you want to copy this book? Tell us why.
Yes, yes, yes. Honestly, I listened to both her interviews. I was really happy that the second one was not just a recording repetition of the first one. And I was just blown away by the kinds of things that Jill Mattson was saying. And I was thinking that, she, like you, are, like, you're really out there. You're already traveling the paths of the future, which also, if everything is cyclical, might be the distant past, too. But it occurred to me that we're going to be going through some really interesting stuff in the next little while here. And I think I might get some really good hints as to some of the things I might be able to do to help the situations. And I've actually talked to some friends, not about Jill, but about other things. And we think that we can help things come to a happier conclusion on this poor little planet that seems to be so assaulted right now. So there you go.
Is Moonstone one word or two?
Why I like Jill Mattson's information?
No, I'm trying to put your name in your...
Moonstone,
one word or two.
Okay, Moon is short for another name, so it is two words. Moon is short for Moonine, and you don't need to know about that, and then Stone.
Okay, I'm saving this so we can send it off to you. You're an evaluator. Everything that people say or do or plan or tell you, you can look at it and say, well, that piece will work and that piece won't, and this will work and this won't. You're very right-brained, and you've left off some things in your voice about allowing people to help you. It's hard for you to to accept and take more than you give. You are a giver and want to help other people, but it's unbalanced that you don't allow people to give to you. So if we, you probably want them to.
Well, actually, they do, and I've been noticing a lot of it lately. It's really unbelievable.
Well, that's great. We're going to look at your note of E, which is your highest note, and that is about words. And combined with F and F sharp, it's the evaluator, the person who can look at other people's plans. The opposite of E is A sharp, and that's the immune system. One note back is A, the management, and one note up is B. So in your future, we need to look at oxygenation of the body in your small circulation. And we need to really keep close tabs on your immune system because your A and A sharp do not match. So there's some stress there. Could be psychological in that you overmanage, but I just think it's your immune system as we look at the psychological issues of this. G and G sharp does not match. You have G sharp, so G doesn't match, so there's some issues with minerals all at the same time. So your guilt is about how things got managed, and it's affecting your eyes probably. And the stuff for the future for us to look at is your love of humanity, your service to humanity, but also your own circulation. So you're going to send, we have your address because we sent you lots of things.
Yeah, I kind of thought you might.
So I'm writing it down here so we can send this on to you.
Does that all feel kind of right to you, Moon?
Well, actually, that's very interesting because oxygenation, I would say, is an issue for me because I don't think my lungs are working as well as they should, and every now and again I just don't have quite the oxygen I would like, and I've been kind of trying to work on that. I'm trying to get onto the Tibetan Five Rites to help me. I've got two of them sort of knocked back, but the other three are a little bit...
Well, that note of E there, and laughing's good for your oxygen. So that note of E is all about lungs and oxygen. And
okay.
It's 28, but it's combined very closely with F. So there's some kidney thing going on with that at the same time.
Hmm.
And I don't know what kidneys have to do with oxygen. I know that it controls potassium and calcium and sodium. I don't think those have to do with oxygen. I'll have to go look that up.
Maybe
and
it's part of the detoxing.
What did Moon say?
No, that was actually me saying that maybe it's part of the helping the process of getting toxins or, you know, using the fluids that the kidneys produce to get toxins out of the system to keep things cleaner. I'm not sure.
Could be. Well, the kidneys at aldosterone work with the liver. So liver, her liver is non-existent here. She's 00. And there's a wee bit of connective tissue stuff going on. I've done a whole great big project on connective tissue, and we're running some studies on that now, about laminin, which is the scaffolding of the human body. But she's not detoxing. If she was, you'd see more action in her chart. But there's big pieces missing in her chart, so she's not detoxing well either.
Hmm. That kind of surprises me because I do try to follow a good supplement regimen so that I will detox naturally.
Well, this is topic specific, but you can see you have no C sharp and no D, so you still have connective tissue, absorption of the bowel, kidneys, and pancreas. There's just nothing there. Every octave throughout, there's just nothing left. We are we're out of time.
Isn't it shocking?
It just went.
It really did.
Any of the rest of you there online, I'm going to put up my address. Maybe Richard already did. So we've given away 1, 2, 3, 4. We've given away 4 books. I have saved this, Moonstone. I'm pretty sure I've saved you. Yeah. So we can send you this chart along with your book, and knowing that you have E, the note of E, and stress. And when you go back and look at that, you'll see that it's lungs and oxygenation, but it's also words. So you can look at people's hands. Hello?
No, that's just the clicking.
Oh, and you just go completely dead. The phone goes.
I know, it goes flat, but that's just a clicking sound. I think they're just hanging, they're listening to us, and then they're hanging up, and they have a bad connection. I'm not sure. And I mean them, I don't mean our listeners. I don't know.
Do you have anybody else online there that wants to talk?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, our time is up anyway, and I apologize for having to run, but I've got another class that I'm going to be doing, and we're still trying to get internet up at the office, so we're not even sure that class is going to be able to be held. But we have class for our practitioners every Sunday, and we do different things. You know, how to deal with cancer, or how to deal with sound, or how to do a chart. So it's an ongoing process, and the only weeks we don't have class are holidays. So it's not just a class, and these follow-up classes are free. They're done by volunteers. Tommy's helped us with classes. I don't think there's anybody else online here that's helped us a lot with classes. Danny and Nikki and the Learys, Janet and Kevin Leary, excuse me, help the newbies. They're sort of the specialists for the newbie people, and they help you get started and help you make sure you know everything you need to know. So lots of good people in this family. Please join us for Guardians. Go to guardiansofthepeople.com and jump in and join us. Join us for Happy Hour next Tuesday. The link is on our site, just Happy Hour. That'll give you the link to the most current one. Richard has put up several videos for us. We're going to get those back on. We had B.B. Faber on Rumor Mill News. Well, we tried. We had her on WebEx last week, and she has some great videos about being self-sustaining and backyard gardens and homes made out of the earth. So, worldtv.com to get in touch with her. Tomorrow on Rumor Mill News is our last show, so please join us there for Dr. John Apsley talking about the effects of radiation for years to come, and the proof is in what happened with Chernobyl. Richard, any last words before they kick us off here?
I'm very excited about the Apsley show, and I'm surprised that this show went so fast. This was fun.
It did. Giving to the people. That's the shows that go really fast.
Uh-huh. All of a sudden, wait, we're over? Yeah, it was very good.
Should we do this again? Because Jill said she could join us next week.
I think so. I think the signature, because the signature sound, it opens up into so many things. And I'm still really fascinated by the guilt and worry idea, what that is. I'd like to see that more developed. So I think maybe we need to do another show on this.
Okay, well, that's just part of our regular professional class, Richard.
Excuse me. Yes, it's an inside joke. Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to all of you next week. Thanks for joining us. Please join us for our last show on Rumor Mill News. And then Richard and I are going to go to Healthy Net Radio.
Healthy Life, healthylife.net.
Yes. And our first show is August 17th. So if you're not on our list to get preview announcements of that, please get in touch with me, and I'll see that you get on the list. And we'd like to welcome any of you to the Guardian Network. Thanks for being here.
Thanks very much. Have a great week, everybody.